This winter, the National Weather Service in Minnesota will stop issuing wind chill warnings. Instead, they'll begin using extreme cold warnings. Todd Shea is a warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He says it's an attempt to simplify warnings when temperatures dip to dangerous levels.
So instead of differentiating between whether there's a little bit of wind or not, the idea is to just have some type of warning when either the wind chill or the basic air temperature reaches critical threshold.
That threshold is 35 degrees below zero. Shea says the Weather Service first implemented the extreme cold warning system at the tail end of last winter, but it never got cold enough to issue a warning. This year, he says they'll try it for a full season in hopes temperatures dip enough to see if the new warning works.
It will just be based on what kind of feedback we get in the agency from hospitals, emergency management partners, perhaps school officials, highway departments, you know, groups that might typically work or have staff members that are outdoors a lot, and see if the information, you know, is easier to follow or not.
Weather Service stations in Minnesota will test the new extreme cold warning, but parts of western and northwestern Wisconsin that rely on weather alerts from the Twin Cities and Duluth will be part of the experiment as well. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.